whatever, Shubba, whatever, I'm here to perform. I want to give you my 5-point sermon. I got my scripture. I'm just kidding. I don't have any points in my sermon. I just have, I have 5 though. I got grace. Hallelujah. I suck at preaching, but I love Jesus, so I think that qualifies me to open my mouth. If you love God, you're going to open your mouth and you're going to talk about Him in that realm. Jesus, Shaka. I can't do anything without a drink from heaven, Lord. Because apart from you, I can do nothing, God. But he was baptized in the Lord, is one spirit with the Lord, so in the Lord we can do all things. All things are possible for those who believe. And faith comes by hearing him, by relationship. So this video is going to teach us how to get closer to God, how to hear the voice of God, how to walk in righteousness, how to walk in the Spirit. If we live in the Spirit, let's also walk in the Spirit. Let's not lay down. I mean, there's a time to lay down in green pastures, but there's a time to get up and just start walking in the Spirit, because you follow the glory cloud like they did in the Old Testament, you know? So we follow the glory, the person of God. Oh, Shatareke, thank you, Lord. Let the presence increase. Let the glory thicken, God. Let the glory thicken, God. Let the glory thicken, Lord. God, just let your glory just brood through the screen, brood through the audio, brood through your saints, Lord. To all the saints out there, saints and sinners, hallelujah. Pour your Spirit on all flesh, God. We all need a bath in the river of life. Hallelujah. Just drown us right to death in the river of life, so there's nothing left but that river flowing through us in everlasting life. Hallelujah. That's the first pit stop I'm going to make. I'm going to jump into the bottom of the river of life, and I'm not going to hold my breath, because it will be my breath. His Ruach is my breath. Hallelujah. Just breathe him in. Exhale him out. Just cycling through you. Just like those living creatures in heaven in Ezekiel, that everywhere the Spirit of God went, they would go. You know, we're just ever following and flowing in the Holy Spirit. That's what I desire. And that's what we're going to learn how to do. Psalm 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. Who is the way, the truth, and the life? When you're in Him, you're undefiled because you're in Christ. Hallelujah. Not in a religion, not in a Baptist ceremony or a Pentecostal, luncheon or Catholic prayer meeting. You're in Christ, who is substance, who is spirit. And that blood of Jesus washes you clean. You just enter through the blood of the Lamb. You step through those nail-scarred hands right into paradise, translated into the kingdom of light. And when you're born of the Spirit, you're born of the Spirit. He who is born of the Spirit is spirit, so you're spirit, and you have your daddy's voice. You learn how to hear your daddy's voice. You learn to hear his voice calling you closer, calling you deeper into the deeper things of him. And you follow his voice. And his voice is spirit. He might use English through someone prophesying. He might use a scripture, which is like English or Chinese or Spanish. God speaks all those languages, but his first language is spirit. His foreign language is English. English is like a foreign language, hallelujah. So you need to learn how to speak your language. Your native tongue should be the tongues of men and angels, you know, spirit. Shakaraba, you know, speak in the Holy Ghost. And let your Father speak through you as you just yield up the members of your body. Let's do it right now. Father, we just lay ourselves on the altar of fire and just let the fire of God come and burn through every part of our being. Burn off everything that is not of you. Anything that tries to stop up our ears with dirt, we just flush it out with the river of life in Jesus' name. Purify our hearts, purify our minds. Shaka. Put to death the deeds of the flesh by this Holy Spirit of God. God. Your Spirit is so holy. I love your Holy Spirit, God. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For the keys to walk in the kingdom. For the keys of David. For the keys that you have already opened the door that no man can shut. We just need to walk through that open door in heaven in Revelation chapter 4. He said, behold, I see a door standing open in heaven. We need to step through into the Spirit, walk right through that door. You know, Jesus is the gate to, for the sheep to walk into, you know, pastures, you know. Oh, just to lay down by still waters and just drink from your shepherd's hand. Hallelujah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Not the law of Moses. The law of the Lord, which is the law of the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Blessed are